Good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome back to Wake Up with Cheddar. I'm Baker Machado in New York, and let's turn to politics. Lawmakers in Washington continue to react to the situation regarding Robinhood and GameStop stock, with now both the House and the Senate now planning hearings in response to this. Our correspondent Simon Marks is joining us live in Washington with more on this. Good morning, Simon. What can you tell us? What's the latest on this?
Look, I think it's important to put all this into context, Baker. This is all happening in the first full week of President Biden's administration. And there is a sense here in Washington that the political elites have been blindsided by the events of the last few days on the markets and are playing a game of catch up. So we're seeing intense criticism coming, for example, from Senator Elizabeth Warren of the Democrats, pointedly going after the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. She says there needs to be a cop on the beat, and it has to be the SEC, lambasting them for not having intervened and taken action earlier. The debate is focused on whether there has been organized market manipulation by members of that Wall Street Bets group on Reddit, because, of course, market manipulation by whoever it's done by is potentially illegal. This is an extraordinary issue that unites people who are normally political enemies. In this case, Congresswoman Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez from New York and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. AOC took to Twitter to say we need to know more about Robin Hood's decision to block retail investors from purchasing stock while hedge funds were able freely to continue trading in it. She said that she favored hearings in the Financial Services Committee. And then Senator Ted Cruz retweeting her echoed that he agreed with her view that there need to be investigations into this. They're coming at this from different political perspectives, but they both argue that it's potentially working Americans engaged in day trading who find themselves at a disadvantage against the hedge fund managers. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, in what was only her second day in the job earlier this week, put out a statement saying that she was monitoring the situation closely. But the longer this continues and the more disruption that it causes to the markets in New York, the more evident it is that the U.S. government and members of Congress are going to dig into this. And there could be some very complicated hearings that lie ahead, because if you think members of Congress don't understand the world of tech, and you see that demonstrated when people like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey are called before committees to testify, wait until they start digging into hedge funds, Reddit groups, and day traders. It's going to be quite a scene.
Such a good point, Simon. I mean, yeah, if you had Janet Yellen monitoring GameStop stock in her first week on your bingo card, that would be, you know, completely surprising. Simon, elsewhere here, former President Trump and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announcing that President Trump is going to be involved in Republican efforts to retake the House in 2022. Kevin McCarthy even going down to Florida to see the former president. So what's the latest here on this?
Absolutely extraordinary. 1 week after leaving the presidency, Donald Trump indicating, and Kevin McCarthy with the assist, indicating that he is still a very real presence in Republican politics and in the nation's politics. Kevin McCarthy in Florida for those meetings with Donald Trump, and then a statement being issued by the two of them, the statement being put out by Donald Trump's new post-presidential office in Florida that reads, President Trump's popularity has never been stronger than it is today, and his endorsement means more than perhaps any endorsement at any time. He's talking about endorsing candidates in the 2022 midterm elections. He was indicating again that he believes that what he refers to as his political movement still has enormous life left in it. And just hours later, there was further demonstrations of that, because Congressman Matt Gaetz headed to Wyoming, where supporters of President Trump are now threatening to lay down a primary challenge to Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who, of course, famously turned against the president and voted in favor of impeaching him when the impeachment issue came up in the House of Representatives. And at one point, Matt Gaetz held a cell phone up to a microphone so that Donald Trump Jr. could address a crowd of restive Wyoming voters who appeared to be indicating their support for a primary challenge of Congresswoman Cheney. So splits all over the place evident in the Republican Party, and Donald Trump indicating he is still ready to lead the charge.
Absolutely wild. Correspondent Simon Marks, live for us this morning in Washington. Thank you as always, Simon.